You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Green Party is calling for an urgent increase in public housing following a report by the Salvation Army that described the housing crisis as a catastrophe. With over 25,000 families on the waitlist for public housing and rising, organisations are struggling to keep up with demand. I spoke to the Green Party's social development spokesperson, Ricardo Menendez-March, about the issue and started by asking what the change in language from a crisis to a catastrophe means for how we should be thinking about housing in New Zealand.
We should be pouring all of the resources available to ensure that everybody has a warm, safe home to live in. What Salvation Army report tells us is that we risk having a generation of people that are growing up in overcrowded homes and hotels and in the streets, and that is something we should not be accepting in society.
Last year, the government gave $365 million to motels and hostels operating as emergency housing. Do you think this was an appropriate approach to the situation?
Well, nobody wants people living in hotels, but in order for motels to stop ripping people off, and just being able to charge basically whatever they want to have people who don't have adequate housing in, what the government needs to be focusing is making a larger investment into public housing so that in the medium term we stop relying on motels. Currently, that is not happening, and this is why hotels know that they will continue to be able to charge as much as they want because people need somewhere to stay.
The government continues to maintain that they inherited this crisis. After over 4 years in power, is this still a tenable excuse?
Look, I think people deserve more than politicking and back and forth jabs between National and Labour MPs blaming each other for the housing crisis. I think we need to focus on the reality that right now we still do not have enough state houses being built, and that the government can still be doing more to ensure that people have access to public housing. For example, a lot of our developments that the government is initiating, they still have focuses on market-led solutions instead of building a majority of public housing to ensure that we house the over 25,000 families that are on the housing waiting list. And so I don't accept that this is just something that the National Party left it to be fixed. I think we should be focusing on what we need to be doing now, and I think what is enough for our communities rather than what is more than the previous government was doing.
So what kinds of options does a government need to explore to kind of ease this catastrophe?
So we keep hearing a lot of conversations about how the construction sector is at capacity, and the fact that the government's approach to developments is really fragmented because it relies on basically third-party contracts. One of the things that we're proposing, and this comes off the back of a study done by First Union, is exploring something like a green ministry of works. What that would look like is the government creating jobs and the construction sector that pay good wages and that can have a coordinated, centralized approach working with local communities in Manawhenua to ensure that we have the capacity to build more homes. Because it's not just about pouring money in, it's about also building the capacity so that we can have a much more centralized approach to building the number of homes that we require.
And as the borders are looking to open soon, what will this mean for people in emergency housing?
Well, I mean, I remember when I was back in Auckland Action Against Poverty, when we had Taylor Swift coming to visit for a concert and sitting at Work and Income until 5 p.m. being told that the motels were full by local tourists who had come in to Auckland to watch the concert. And so as the borders reopen, we really risk motels occasionally choosing to host tourists when major sporting or musical events are happening, effectively leaving people in emergency accommodation in really precarious situations, which is exactly why we need to put in more resources into state housing so that we no longer rely on hotels, which ultimately are there to make a profit, not to provide homes for people.
That was the Green Party social development spokesperson, Ricardo Menendez-March, speaking about urgent calls to increase public housing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.